So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, December 8th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The Grinch is driving customers to the Golden Arches this holiday season. We'll talk about that in our next segment. But first, a packed week on Wall Street is highlighted by a high-stakes Fed meeting. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Tom Hudson, financial journalist based in Miami, Florida. Tom, thank you for joining us today. A quarter point rate cut, is that pretty much a fait accompli at this point?
The FedWatch tool, which looks at the odds of market pricing in expectations of changes to the Fed funds rate, puts it at about 90%. So yeah, it's priced in of a December rate cut of 25 basis points, a quarter point. But of course, all the commentary around that is really where the market is going to be fixated on when it comes to Wednesday afternoon.
But this is not necessarily a slam dunk with the open market or open mouth committee.
No, far from it, as a matter of fact, because there has been dissension growing in the ranks of all the Federal Reserve governors and regional Federal Reserve board presidents. Now, not everybody gets a vote at that table. There's a kind of a rotating group of folks that get to vote. And some of those that are on the outside who are part of the discussion but don't get to vote have been pretty vocal that, they'd rather play a wait and see game here, really waiting to make sure that inflation is not reheating thanks to tariffs and other kind of consumer demand, but instead that the job market remains pretty stable. I mean, kind of maybe a little bit weak on the edges here and there, but really concerned about inflation at this point. I think that the Federal Reserve probably has as much debate over where it would like to see interest rates in the short and medium term as there is debate about whether or not Notre Dame belonged in the college football playoffs.
So in other words, Tom, you're saying is that there may not be a Fed interest rate cut, but Jerome Powell could be leading the Fed governors in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I'm not sure if that's where I'm going with this exactly, Rob, but I think Jerome Powell's going to suit up and get on the field and get everybody else to follow along with him.
Now, the Fed has said they are data dependent. We have said that hundreds, if not thousands of times since 2021. How far down the road are they looking, though, in maintaining that dual mandate? I mean, are they trying to see inflation trends, but at the same time, are they trying to head off a potential further weakness in the job market?
Right now, I think the bias for those that have the open mouth is the weakness in the job market. For those that would prefer the Fed Reserve stay pat, they would prefer to look at the inflation numbers. But, you know, part of this here, Rob, in this December meeting is the Fed's not exactly flying blind, but it's not exactly flying with a full transparency thanks to the government shutdown. I mean, the last month that we've got data on inflation and jobs is back in September, which, you know, is far back in the rearview mirror, and the economy is much closer than what it appears in that mirror.
We do have a report of job openings tomorrow, which is one more data point before the Fed meeting on Wednesday. And could that tip the balance one way or the other?
I don't think it'll tip the balance. I think it will provide a little bit more data input on this data-dependent decision from the Federal Reserve. But between the bellicose shouting from up on Pennsylvania Avenue of lower interest rates, the Chairman Powell's term winding up here in the middle of 2026, just a few more months really left in terms of the age of the Federal Reserve and how quickly it moves, I think the bias is going to be to lower rates, certainly. And the market obviously is expecting that right now.
Tom Hudson, financial journalist in Miami, Florida. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, pickle fries, Grinch socks, and nostalgia collide in one of McDonald's boldest holiday meals yet.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
McDonald's is betting on holiday nostalgia and novelty with its new Grinch meal featuring dill pickle, seasoned fries, and collectible socks. We welcome in R.J. Hadavi, head of analytical research at the Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. RJ, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And I have to point out, the Grinch meal is all ages. This is not a happy meal for kids. And I learned this up close and personal on Friday night. We decided to go to McDonald's for dinner because we had a bunch of activities on Friday, and this was the fastest way possible. And we got Grinch meals, and I thought they were just for the kids. And then they said, well, here's yours. And I'm like, for adults too? Yeah, they're for adults. So this is a different way of jumping on top of the, you know, holiday specialty meal bandwagon.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rob. And I think, you know, it is intended not just for children, but also adults. And part of the creative marketing that McDonald's had the last couple of years, expanding that target audience for its Happy Meal product to a much older audience and, you know, playing directly into this theme of nostalgia, which you and I have talked about many times before, being a key driver of visits across the quick service restaurant industry right now. So I think it's an interesting move. And, yeah, it's based on everything that we've seen with our data, been extremely popular so far.
And like every major product rollout, the Grinch meal was tested in Canada last year. It was a success, and so the company looked at their marketing data and said it would be a no-brainer to bring it south of the northern border.
Yeah, exactly right. And McDonald's does typically test these things in a few markets before rolling out nationwide, so not a surprise there. I think this is an interesting one, I mean, because it is, you know, a holiday limited time offer. And typically we do see, you know, not only the products that go along with it, but the tie-ins, the socks in this case, be very successful. We've seen that across the quick service restaurant space. I think it's interesting, too, that they're using a seasoning on top of the fries, too, instead of an actual product. That could play into future marketing type promotions as well. I think there could be some opportunity to do some interesting things with that, other characters, other events in the year ahead. So maybe the start of something there as well. So very interesting and very revealing in terms of marketing and product innovation for McDonald's.
The way this works is that you get it's not a toy, unlike a traditional Happy Meal for kids, a little plastic doodad, a tie-in with some sort of movie that's out right now. You get socks, and these are socks that are adult-sized. And simplicity is the name of the game for McDonald's and has been for decades. How does this complicate potentially restaurant operations, but also supply chains, making sure that the socks get to the stores?
In a lot of ways, I think that they want to keep the run of those products limited to build a scarcity and, you know, create excitement on it. So I think that, you know, I mean, we're already seeing, you know, extreme markups on those socks on eBay and other marketplaces too. So I think that's probably less a concern, but I think your point about operations and making sure it doesn't strain the actual business is important here. We have seen some promotions in the past where maybe a product is introduced and it's too complicated and it ends up killing speed of service, which is the last thing a quick service restaurant wants. This is something where, I mean, they're really not changing much the overall operation. And effectively, you're doing it, you know, a standard meal, throwing in a spice packet and throwing in socks. It's not that much more complicated, creating scarcity value with the limited run product. And I think this could be a blueprint for future iterations. The problem is, and we've talked about this too, is that you can't overdo it. There is a chance that you can have too many promotions and kind of lose the exclusivity with it. And so I think that is going to be the challenge going forward is, how many of these do you run and how do you keep that balance and maintain that special aspect of the promotion?
What's interesting, and this might actually stick, is you talk about the spice packet, which is like dill flavored salt, so you can make pickle fries as the Grinch intended. Put the fries in a bag, and then you dump the dill salt on top of it. You shake it up, and your fries taste like pickles. I would imagine in the future that McDonald's could probably roll out a number of different flavor packets that are not Dr. Seuss branded. And that's one way of jazzing up French fries that have been around since the 50s.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think it's going to apply to much more than just French fries, too. I mean, we've seen across the world, they do have these spice packets that you can put on top of chicken patties and other products as well. So it may not just be fries, but, like a lot of their sauces, which have been partnered or packaged in with limited time offers, we might start to see more of these and, create excitement. These new flavor profiles certainly do seem to be a driver for increased visits and, importantly, visit frequency after that initial visit. So I think that this could be another lever for the company to use to drive people back in. And you think about all the different products that this could work with, and a lot of optionality to work with.
RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. Coming up next, Paramount makes a bold, hostile push to buy Warner Brothers Discovery outright.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The media takeover battle escalates as Paramount Skydance, fresh off a loss to Netflix, makes a hostile all-cash bid to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery. Our guest said on Friday this one wasn't over, and he was right. Let's bring back Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertera Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And you knew that Paramount Skydance was not going to go gently into that good night in that Netflix Warner deal.
Occasionally we get lucky, Rob, so let's be honest. The reality here is that, as we kind of hinted at last week, is that this is a very valuable asset to many in the media space. There was a three-way bidding war going on for the assets of Warner Brothers Discovery. As we talked about, the two of those bids, that from Comcast and from Netflix, were for the studios and content side of the business versus Paramount Skydance, which, as we now see today, is now going in a hostile manner directly to shareholders for their bid, which is for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery, which includes, unlike the other two, the linear cable channels, as well as CBS, the broadcast network. So there's a difference there, but the complications are now only mounting now as we talk about literally a bidding war.
There's a lot of Middle Eastern money and President Trump's son-in-law, his fund, involved in financing this potential hostile takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery by Paramount Skydance. What is the win for Paramount Skydance? Is it getting a leg up in the streaming wars, or is it potentially getting CNN into the fold and creating another news outlet that could be potentially converted to be friendly to the White House?
Yeah, there's a lot of intrigue, right? So the foreign investment thing notwithstanding, which has been basically discussed as being a passive investment and perhaps being qualified for not having to be investigated from a foreign investment perspective. That's specious, but it's basically the logic. It's very interesting because this bid, since it's for the entirety of the entity, is really circling around the value of these linear cable networks. And Paramount's bid, they're basically valuing the linear cable component of this at about $1 a share, whereas Warner Brothers Discovery feels like there's more value in CNN and the cable networks at about $3 a share. So there's a real question mark as to sort of what the value of those things are. But you hinted at it, right? So even despite the fact that the linear networks, CBS included, are not as valuable perception as the streaming and the content assets might be. There is absolutely the halo of news and information, and it certainly adds a layer or two of intrigue as to how one potentially owns and or controls and or programs both CNN, CBS News, and any other news components that are part of the linear network. Sports, by the way, as well, is also part of that mixture, too, the TNT and components of that, TNT Sports.
Regulators, of course, will have the final say, but until this gets to Washington, who will make the decision here in evaluating which offer is better?
Well, if you listen to a certain leader of this country, I think he feels like he's going to be weighing in. And while we think it's kind of a crazy thing in the world of that we're living in today, you can't discount his influence in all of this. And it's weird and ironic that today, as Paramount came out with their bid, he was bashing them on social media at the same time, while also praising the Netflix bid and Ted Sarandos earlier in the weekend. So who knows where Donald Trump's head is in all this? And it's impossible to ignore that he is going to be a part of all of this, crazy as it might seem. So we're going to see a lot more to come. At the end of the day, I think shareholders and the valuation will win out, but there's definitely some thumbs on the scales, let's put it that way.
Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are lower. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist with B. Riley Wealth in New York. Art, thank you for joining us today. And we have a bit of a pullback in the markets to start the week, and it seems you're going to see a lot of wild gyrations as we head to the Fed meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah, that seems to be the only game in town, and I think that's been driving markets higher for the most part for the last 2 weeks. So the S&P and NASDAQ have been up on a two-week run here and for 4 days in a row. And I think part of that is the change in tone by some of the Fed speakers that we heard before the quiet period about 5 days ago. And I think that all of that sort of coalesces around the fact that we think the Fed has enough evidence to cut rates, 25 basis points. There's probably about a 90% chance that they will. But I think that anybody anticipating anything that's dovish in the either the dot plots or the press conference or the statement will be sorely mistaken. I think this is a Fed that remains cautious, and unless and until they get more evidence of weakening in the labor market, which has been the key driver of normalizing rates here.
Of course, Fed Chair Jay Powell is not the loudest voice in the room when it comes to interest rates, because the entity that carries even more influence is the bond market, and the yields are ticking up.
Yeah, a little bit of a tick up. So we spent most of the last month at or about 4% yield on the 10-year. And, you know, as of right now, we're at 4.17. So it has ticked up a bit, but in the neighborhood of what we've seen for most of this year. We got as high as 4.68 at the end of the summer. We got as low as 3.95 coming into the end of September. And now we seem to be range bound at about 4 to 4.25. I think that changes and starts drifting lower, but in the here and now, whatever the Fed does with the Fed funds rate, it hasn't seemed to affected the U.S. 10-year. And remember, the U.S. 10-year is really what the mortgages are correlated against. So we need to see that come down to get more activity in the housing market.
How is the street reacting to this hostile takeover bid by Paramount Skydance for Warner Brothers Discovery coming off for the Netflix announcement on Friday? This is clearly a big deal just because the N in FANG stands for Netflix. And how is this impacting tech?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. I think that if you're an investment banker for Netflix, you're a little disappointed when you wake up today and see that there's a competing hostile bid, which just means that this process is going to drag out a whole lot longer than had been anticipated. When it looked like Netflix was the clear winner here, they probably could have gotten regulatory approval in the first quarter of next year and had this thing closed by the middle of 26. Likely with the competing bid out there, it's going to take a bit longer, complicates things, and as things, you know, take longer, cost more money. So I think it's a bit of a disappointment in the here and now, but you know, the regulatory oversight is going to be all about, would this combined company with Netflix present a problem in terms of monopoly power and media? And you know, coming into this, I would have thought a lighter regulatory touch with this administration would help, but it appears as though the president might have some questions about this too. He seemed to bring it up in a conversation over the weekend.
Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Wealth in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the people who keep Chicago moving take center stage in a new WTTW special, a conversation with host Jeffrey Bear coming up next.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Chicago's reputation as the city that works comes to life in a new WTTW special that spotlights the everyday workers who power the city's grit and resilience. Chicago Works premieres tomorrow on WTTW and the PBS app. We welcome the show's host, WTTW's Jeffrey Bear. Thank you for joining us today as a Channel 11 guest who is on Chicago Tonight every 2 months. Jeffrey, allow me to welcome you to the Noon Business Hour.
It is a total thrill. I've been listening to WBBM News Radio my whole life, so I'm excited to be here.
I thank you, and Mal Belairs thanks you as well. Now, your documentary takes you behind the people that really make this city work, and that includes hanging out with the people who raise and lower the bridges, and mm-hmm. even the people who operate the manual scoreboard at Wrigley Field. And what was it like for you just to see these people in action?
Oh, it was, first of all, it was bucket list to go inside the scoreboard at Wrigley Field, or, you know, I actually helped them change the floor at the United Center from basketball to hockey and rode on the Zamboni. But, you know, the thing that was so interesting was we're showing up with a film crew, right? And all these different places. And I thought everybody just think we were annoying them, like, get out of my way. We're working. They were so excited that somebody was going to tell their story, showcase the work they do, because people never get to see it. They're always behind the scenes.
Yeah, these are our passion projects, whether you are a locomotive engineer mm-hmm. or if you are an animal trainer at the Shedd Aquarium and you feed the seals and the dolphins.
Right.
It's the love of their life, their work, and so they love talking about it.
They do, with one exception. We ride along in a locomotive with a Metra engineer. And that, I think they didn't tell him ahead of time that there was going to be a film crew in the locomotive with him. And I said, so, you know, why does everybody love trains? Have you always wanted to be an engineer? And he said, no. And he said, I'm a third generation and my family told me not to get into this business. But I have to say, then we went to the Metro Control Center. And we met this young woman who throws switches and signals remotely. And she said, ever since I was a little girl, the train would come into town and I'd run alongside the tracks. And I've always wanted to do this job. And she was so thrilled that she's doing what she loves.
The remarkable thing about the Metro Control Center is that they have control over switches over hundreds of miles of Metra track. It's all centralized now because back in April, I went to the 16th Street Tower at 16th and Clark, which has since been decommissioned after 120 years of service. And they just controlled that one diamond. And at one time, there were this network of interlocking towers up and down the railroad tracks in Chicago where a whole crew would control one switch, and now it's one person controlling hundreds of switches across
you're
the Chicago
the jargon,
area.
So you're a rail fan, I can tell.
Don't tell anybody.
But we actually do go to the, might be the last one. It's called Tower A2, and it's in the West Loop, and it's this machine that's literally built in the 1920s, but there's so many tracks there that they've just been unable to modernize it, and we show these people, you know, throwing these levers that, you know, look like they're antique. They are antiques, you know, so there is one place left where they do it.
Yeah, you may not know, you know, A2 is the technical name of the tower because it's 2 miles from the bumpers at Union Station.
You're outing yourself.
It's worldwide. It's famous worldwide because that is where you see the viral video every winter of the switch heaters, of the flames. That thaw the ice around the switch tracks.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, I've been wanting to do this TV show since my whole career, because I'm just kind of fascinated by what goes on behind the scenes of our daily lives. You know, when you throw your recycling in the blue bin, who sorts that stuff? You know, and when you send a package on UPS, how does it get where it's going? And it's just, it was a kind of a dream project to do this. And so I'm really excited to share it with people.
Yeah, without getting all two studs turkle, but you can. I mean, it's not a miracle that allows these things to happen. It's people who make these things happen. And the takeaway that you get, with the one notable exception, is that they love their work.
They do. We went into the alleys with the people who kill the rats. They were the nicest people, you know, and they were like, I asked the guy, do you like doing this? Oh, yeah, I love doing it. I love killing the whole nest.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. When I lived in the city, they were doing a lot of sewer work. And of course, that disrupted the rats because they've been living there for a century. And we had a couple that were crawling around in our backyard. And I can vouch for you on that. The people who work for the city's rat mitigation department, they love their work and they will give you all sorts of actionable advice if you chat them up.
Yeah, there's actually two things in our show in particular. One is for rats. Cover your trash. Do not leave the bin open. That's an invitation to the rats. And at the place where they do the sorting of the recycling, everybody should listen to this. Do not put plastic bags in the recycling. We watched the human beings on either side of this gigantic contraption that automatically sorts everything. There's human beings all over the place all day long pulling plastic bags out of there because they jam up the system. And you can take your plastic bags back to the grocery store, but do not put them in the recycling.
Do them a solid. Take the plastic bags out of the recycling bin. Jeffrey Bear, host and producer of The City That Works, coming to life on Chicago Works, I should say, premiering tomorrow on Channel 11 and the PBS app. Thank you for joining us in studio today.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday. Joining us with a pair of investment ideas is J.J. Kinahan, soon to be Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. J.J., thank you for joining us today. Two selections on this Stock Picker Monday, and one could argue that your first selection is much more of a tech company than it is a retail giant.
Absolutely, Rob. I think for people who are looking for suggestions, you know, Walmart is 100% transforming the company from what we think of as the maybe, you know, stodgy place where you go for cheap goods into, a retailer that is really becoming a digitally enabled platform. And it really is helping. And with that, we've seen their e-commerce surge, you know, 27% year over year, and people going there for it. And I think one of the things that's really probably misunderstood about Walmart, quite honestly, is also their grocery business is now 60% of their revenue. I'm going to guess most people don't realize what a powerhouse they have become in the grocery business also, and people using the digital platform to buy their groceries there, as well as, you know, some other things that they may pick up at Walmart. And also it was reported just a couple of weeks ago, the average income of people shopping at Walmart continues to increase.
And then sticking with this tech theme, your next selection is one of the tried and true names in digital communications technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Cisco Systems. And this is one that, you know, how many years have we been talking about this as a tech stock? But what I love about the stock is they just continue to reinvent themselves constantly. You know, if you think about it, Cisco for years and years was all about their hardware, and it was amazing. They've transformed themselves into a software subscription security services company. And that's really what, you know, is so good about it. For those looking for dividends, they do pay a dividend. It's not incredible in its yield. It's above 2%, but they have increased it, you know, pretty much year over year for the last few years. So that helps. And then, you know, the last thing that I think is pretty interesting about them, that they've had their recent joint ventures they had with AMD. They have a couple of Saudi AI firms that they've done some joint ventures with. So again, this is both of these firms, why I like them is they're firms that continue to transform themselves from how you thought about them 5 years ago is completely different than how you have to think about them now.
J.J. Kinahan, soon to be Senior Vice President of CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on this Stock Picker Monday. His selections, Walmart, WMT, and Cisco Systems, using the trademark Cisco, CSCO. Those are his selections, and those are the ticker symbols. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.